Hi, this is Pastor David Crank. Thank you so much for downloading the Faith Church podcast. I really love spending time with you, encouraging you, trying to inspire you the best way I can. Also, make sure you subscribe to this podcast, and every week you'll get a fresh one. A new message will be sent to your phone or your computer. Are you ready? I'm excited about today's talk. Let's get going.
Everybody shout, it's my year. You know, today I want to talk to you about the world's way versus the word way. I've been saying that a lot because we are living in the last days. You can fret about it. You can be anxious about it. You can be upset about it. Or you can say, hey, I'm switching systems. I am, you know, technically from America. But really, if you trace us back to our roots, we come from a kingdom where our father is the king. And he's going to take care of us in grand style. That's what we believe. Come on, somebody give God praise today. I do want to acknowledge a couple things real quick, though. I think last week some people didn't believe me. I want to show the news clip. Some people had challenged me on it. So California said you cannot sing. We ban singing in church during the pandemic. That is real right here in the United States of America. Then all of my brothers and sisters this week in California, the next one says that the governor has now closed churches. It is illegal. You'll be arrested if you go to church in California, and it's really sad. I just wanted to say it doesn't have a lot to do with my message other than that's a bad thing. So give it up for our country, even though this crazy stuff is going on. I want to fight for God and Gideon in that sense of the word. The reason why I showed you that today was to let people know that there is a world system that is anti-Christ. What is anti-Christ? You know, it's like, I used to hear about it when I was a kid. I was like, oh, the Antichrist is going to show up in the last days. But it just like it's anti-guns, you might be anti-milkshakes, you might be anti-protein. I don't know what you're anti, but it's anti-Jesus. It's anti-the church. Why? Because the church is the glue that holds the world together. God said, I'm coming back after a glorious church without spot or wrinkle. The church is the force that keeps sex trafficking down. In fact, my friend Matthew Barnett at the Dream Center, they, by the way, are the biggest organization in California when it comes to rescuing girls from sex trafficking. Matthew Barnett and the Dream Center. We helped them build that there. By the way, they can't have church today. It's illegal. But luckily, we're going to give them some money tomorrow and countersue because this is the United States of America and you should have a right. You don't have to go to church. Not whatsoever. Don't go to church if you don't want to go to church. But if you want to go, you ought to be able to go because you just ought to. So that's a constraining force when the church has a job to do. So we have a job to do. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, if you know anything about me, I don't preach against stuff a lot. I preach for stuff. For stuff. That camera stuff, we need to have a meeting about that. It's driving me crazy. So I want to read one more little story to you. This comes from a guy who's watching today at the Lake of the Ozarks. He said, hey, Pastor David, we're at the lake. We just watched your training for the comeback again on YouTube. And wanted to let you know a little story. Since COVID hit, our sales increased 65%. We hired 15 new staff members, taking our total number of employees in St. Louis to 70 and given 3 massive raises to those employees in March. Then in June, we received a check from the government for $731,000, and that loan would be canceled and has been. We paid off our new 500,000 square foot building in downtown St. Louis on 26 acres on July 9th. 19 months after buy-in. We have new products launching and opportunities are coming so easily, it'll easily quadruple our sales in the next 12 to 18 months. I remember during the Jubilee offering last year, we were so far in debt, but we wanted to sow a seed. Believing God for supernatural debt relief, my wife and I borrowed some money on our credit card and gave. So this COVID has been unfortunate, yet a major blessing to us. So the reason I read that was to say the government gave them $700,000. Now I could read 20 of these texts from people at our church that got $1 million. Some people got $3 million. In fact, let's just put it up on the screen real quick. How much money? Remember when the Lord said that all debts would be canceled? I think they have a graph. I'm going to look at it right here. This graph shows That's how much money has been given to American business by the government. That, by the way, if you don't know what those numbers are, that's $518,069,384,297. So $518 billion. The neat thing about that is that God spoke to us in the year of 2020 that debts would be canceled. In fact, I want to show footage right now of our Royal Palm Beach campus. Come on, give it up for all those people watching right now on RPC. That building was bought by somebody. It's on this beautiful property, and it's just so neat because you can do whatever you want around there. And they bought it for like $1.2 million. Then they spent another $1 million fixing it up. These people did, and they just gave it. That's not our main church, but it's a chapel where they're having church right now. And so the guy that gave us the building about 2 weeks ago, he wanted to have dinner with me. And so I went to dinner, and he slides over these papers, and the papers were the title deed saying that that property had been completely paid off and that they were giving it to the church. And I'm like, what? And he said, yeah. He said, you know, things are going so good during COVID. This business is blessed, and that one's blessed, and the government sent us a bunch of money. We paid our employees, and I looked and had all this money, and I thought, what am I going to do with this money? So I just said, well, just pay off the church. See, this is what God was saying when he said, I want to do exceedingly abundantly and above all you could ever ask, think, or imagine. He could have never imagined that. They didn't imagine $731,000. But I want to get your imagination up that there are two types of people in this pandemic. There's the word people who say, what doesn't kill me makes me stronger. No weapon formed against me will prosper. I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed going out. And the people over here watch CNN all day and Fox all day, and they go, oh my God, stay home. You're going to die of COVID. By the way, everyone is dying of COVID. Come to find out, Elvis Presley had died of COVID. It's everybody that's coming, okay? So it's really weird to me. But I do want you to not be in fear. I want you to be in faith. During a pandemic, supernatural things can happen. Now, I wanted to put on the screen, if they can, look it up for me. I didn't give it to you guys. But Deuteronomy 8:18, it keeps coming up in my spirit. Deuteronomy 8:18, and it said, God has given you the power or the ability or the idea to get wealth. It'll take them just a minute, but if you're a note taker and you're watching at home, write it down. Deuteronomy 8:18. God has given you the power. It doesn't say he's going to give you money. He said he's going to give you the power, the ability to get the money. Deuteronomy 8:18. I know just when you get it, put it up there. There's a guy at our church at Weldon Springs. He's watching today. His name's Scott. Scott, there it is. Scott had an idea. He was the president of this company. When he started out, he wasn't the president. He was a low-level employee, worked his way up to being the president. And then a few years ago, he hears inside here, anybody ever heard in here, like, slow down, there's a cop over the hill. You're talking too much. Anybody ever heard this? Be nice. Come on, raise your hand if you've heard something like that. So that's what he hears. He hears that in here, getting the hand sanitizing business. They weren't in the hand sanitizing business. He said, as an addition to what they do at Symmetry, they're going to get in the hand sanitizing business. So he did. So then he went and marketed to the Cardinals. And now you're up there every time you do that at the Cardinals game, you're putting money in Scott's pocket. Then if you go to the Lakers game in the stadium there, every time you do that, you're putting it in there. And so then he ends up going global with it and goes into China about 2 years ago. God's leading me, Pastor David, to go over there. So he'd send me videos. He's like, hey, I'm heading to China today to go get some money for the church. I'm coming back and tithing. And he becomes the fourth largest in the world. And can you imagine how rich you'd be right now if you were in the hand sanitizing or the toilet paper business? But God has given you the power to get wealth so you can establish the covenant. Now, what's wealth for? To have a bigger car? No. Have a bigger house? No. God's not against you having things. He's against things having you. I mean, Brooke Doveman, right? Carroll House Furniture. Because you like... I love Brooke. He's a great friend. Been to their house at Christmas many times. He does like nice things. In fact, they have stuff that's awesome. They're like, hey, this just goes back to Louis XIV. And I'm like, well, my stuff goes back to Crossroads on the 19th if I don't pay the payment. So I'm not against you having stuff. I'm against stuff having you. But God has given you the power to get wealth so you can rescue girls out of sex trafficking. You can buy ambulances for Haiti. You can build medical missions around the world. You can help people. Come on, somebody ought to shout amen. So, now Scott has these ideas, and I want to show you a video from Scott in just a moment, but first I want to show you this. Chapter 5 of Nehemiah, God gave this to me this week, chapter 5. We're almost done with July, and then there are 5 months left. 5 means grace, 5 months left of the year. What are you going to do with this 5 months. And now there was an outcry, a great outcry among the people and the wives of the Jewish brethren, for there was those who said, our sons and our daughters, they can't eat. I don't know how we're going to live. Verse 3 says, and some of them also said, we have mortgaged our lands and our vineyards and our houses that we might buy grain because of the famine, or we could say pandemic. And there were also all those who have borrowed money to pay their taxes. How many of y'all know you got to pay your taxes? Raise your hands, because there are IRS agents that go to that church. Raise your hand. So then it says, verse 4, it says, so they also said that we've borrowed all this money to pay the taxes, yet our own flesh and our own children are being forced into slavery, both our sons and our daughters. And they're brought into slavery, and I love this next line. It says, and it is not in our power to redeem them, for other men have our lands and our vineyards. In other words, now they borrowed all the money, and now the lands have been repossessed, and they don't have their land, they don't have their freedom in their land, they don't have any money, and they cannot redeem themselves. But thank God for a kinsman redeemer, and we'll see this that's about to show up. 5 + 5 = what? Shout it, class, one more time. 5 + 5 = 10. So let's go there. Let's go to verse 10. Verse 10 says, also, with many brethren, we have been lending money and grain to these people. Please let us stop the usury. That's an old Elizabethan English word for interest. Please let us stop the interest and restore now, even this day, their lands. Let's give back the land to the people. Let's give back the vineyard to the people. Let's give back the olives to the people, the houses to the people, money and grain and the new wine and oil and all the interest you've charged them. Let's give it back. In verse 12, the banker said, we will do it. We will restore it. And we will require nothing from them. We're going to do what you say. Now, prophetically, I want to explain to you what that means for you. But I want to back up and tell you just real quick. In 2007, I had a dream. I had a dream about a financial earthquake or storm that was going to hit the United States of America in 2008. Nobody had ever heard of the great crash of 2008, but I spoke about it to Scott and a lot of people at our church. One guy, you have to have $250 million to just be his client. And so he took the word of the Lord that the crash was going to happen, moved his money, looked like the rock star. In fact, over there on the wall, if you go into that building in the kids' center with the gym and everything, it says Hammond Center. It's because that guy had so much money, he gave an insane amount of money to the church. We just put his name on a wall just because I will never forget the day I almost passed out when he brought a check to the church that we needed really bad. I was like, oh, thank you. God gives information, gives you power to get wealth, to establish a covenant. So now the crash goes to hit 2008, and God leads me to buy Earth City. I just preached there. I'm preaching here now. I'm going there to preach, coming back here to preach, going there to preach in a minute. That's what I do. That's what I do on Sunday, okay? So now I buy the building for $6.3 million. And it's just got finished for $21 million. The bank said, we can't do that. But there's a famine. The crash of 08. And this church had saved up over the years. We had saved up $1 million. And we had $1 million in the bank because God told me it's a time to buy, not a time to build. It's a time to buy. We had a little church in Fenton off Locker Williams Road, and we were going to fix it up and make it nice. And the Lord said, hey, no, God's going to give you a building. So we saved it up. And so then the crash hit, and we were the only people interested in the building that had $1 million in the bank. And I don't know if you've heard of the golden rules, but he who has the gold makes the rules. So we said, hey, here's what we'll do. Here's how we will do it. And we made a church out of that bad boy. And it was $21 million for $6.3 million. Now, that doesn't happen in good times. At the same time, in the same dream, I saw another crash. The second crash was devastating. I was like, oh my gosh, it scared me out of my sleep. The beaches were closed. I'd never heard of beaches closed, but they have been now. But the beaches shut down, and I wrote it down, told the church. I saw it, and there was this financial collapse, and I didn't know when it was going to be. And then in 2020, I asked God, God, why didn't you tell me when it was? He said, I did. In 2008, I told you, 2008 is going to be great, 2009 is going to be fine, 2010, you're going to win, 2011 is the year of heaven. And during those 4 years, you're supposed to tell the people every Sunday, which I did, believe you the prophets, and so shall you prosper. Believe you the prophets, and so shall you prosper. And so he said, where's that found? And I said, 2 Chronicles, 2020? So I didn't know. My point in telling you all that is to give you some street cred about this verse. God spoke to me and said, this is going to happen for the people of God who put their faith on it, where there was possibilities that you would have never thought could happen were going to happen. Here's what's going to happen. I saw this by the Spirit of the Lord yesterday. There's going to be so many businesses that are going to start out of our church that people need, like that woman did a minute ago. She went from her basement at Weldon Spring to this 12,000 square foot. There's going to be so many opportunities for restaurants, for businesses, for homes, that God is going, just here it says, we don't want you to charge any interest. Stop the interest. You're going to buy the buildings at 0%. Now, we're really low on interest rates right now. It's a great time to buy. But there's going to be a lot of buildings for sale that the bank will say, if you'll just make the payment, we just want it off the books. And so people at our church who will grab a hold of it, you will buy buildings, you will live in houses that you did not build, and you will live in them for 0% interest. In other words, that means if your payment is $3,000, $3,000 goes to the principal, not the interest. Because the Bible said in Proverbs, interest eats up the fruit of your labor. Well, how's that happen? There are several ways it happens. And I want to help you, especially online and around the world. I want you to get a hold of this. This isn't just a sermon, this is a prophetic word. To add more just stability, especially new people who don't know me. In December of last year, God spoke to me and said, I'm getting ready to do something supernatural in 2020 for people of color. People of color, there's going to be restitution. I'm going to pay back. They're about to get a payday. Now, we didn't know this stuff was going to happen. And I don't know if you saw this week, but Congress is passing something right now for people of color that's in the billions of dollars. I only say that to tell you, don't just think I'm a preacher and go, what I preach this week? Could maybe I'll Google fun sermon topics. Maybe I ought to talk about dating. Maybe I ought to talk about relationships. No, it's not just sermons. You want to go to a church where the Holy Spirit is speaking to the pastor and you're getting downloads from heaven. And when you get that, you go further, faster. You wind up in the hand sanitizer business when it's really good, real good. Because when Scott started, there was no money. He didn't have cable. He didn't have money for cable TV. They didn't have money to buy Zest soda. And now just his tithe check off of his bonus check is way up there in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. Wow. Well, that could never happen to me. It could, but probably won't. Why? Not because God's a respecter of persons. He said God's not a respecter of persons. God is a respecter of faith. He said you'll know the truth and the truth will set you free. But it's not the truth that you mentally assent to. It's the truth that does it. Don's my trainer. And Don knows the most about anybody that I've ever met in my life about nutrition and health. Nope, there's nobody. And I know a lot of them. And nobody knows more about it than him. But I remember a couple years ago, I was just walking in the hallway with him, and I looked at him and hit him in the belly and said, nobody wants a fat trainer. And man, he lost a bunch of weight, shredded down, and he owes his six-pack abs to me. Come on, give it up right now. You say, well, why don't you have them? Because I like to eat in bed. Come on, somebody. I want to enjoy my life. I want to supersize it. People are like, don't eat before bed. I agree. Eat in bed. It's awesome. But he knew the truth, but wasn't doing the truth consistently. He'd do it for shows, but then he'd let it go. It's not a time to just look cute and do it for show. We are living in the last days where the gates of hell are trying to prevail against the church, and governors are keeping people out of church. I'm telling you, I'm preaching 20 times today, not because I need it for capacity. I'm doing it for a matter of principle. We got to stand up for what we believe in, or it'll be ripped out of our hands. And I'm here to tell you, this is the time for the church to be strong. I'll give you 10 seconds to praise him right now. All right, so I got to hurry up. I want to go to a video because I asked Scott. I said, Scott, send me a video from your desk telling people what you would do during the pandemic, during the COVID. Here's what Scott said from his desk.
Hey, Faith Church, Scott Criswell coming to you from work. I'm usually at the Weldon Spring campus, but I wanted to send you a quick message, hopefully that will tie in with what Pastor David is getting ready to share with you, that this is a really critical time right now. We manufacture hand soap and hand sanitizer, and there's a global shortage of that right now with the pandemic going on. And I can't imagine if we weren't tied in to God's word and what he says about how to deal with this thing, where we would be. I believe Jeremiah 29:11, that he's got plans for us, not for disaster, but for hope and for a future. And we have done so many amazing things with God's help, man. Christ has showed up tremendously in this time of need for us. When people can't get supplies and raw materials and everybody on the planet trying to make hand sanitizer, we've added two shifts. We're running 24/7. We've been able to secure components that no other manufacturers literally on the planet can get. And it's literally, I believe, because of the promises in God's word that we just keep standing on that truth. Malachi 3:10, right? That if I put my tithe in the storehouse, God's going to open the windows of heaven. And more importantly, in verse 11, that he is going to rebuke the devourer for my sake. Right? There's a lot of devouring going on right now, and I need all that rebuked. I believe for each and every one of you, if you will lean into what Pastor David says, you will look back at this time and say, who would have thought that in a pandemic, my company, my business, my position, my work ethic, whatever you're at, that it is going to be blown up during this time so that God can get the glory, and he can say that no matter what is going on in the planet, if you stick with me, I'll take you to new heights.
Come on, give it up for Scott. Come on, especially at Weldon right now. So let's go break down what he was teaching us there. Malachi 3:10, it says, bring all the tithe, the whole tenth. Tenth means 10% of your income, into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. So God house is important, right? That's why we should go to house of God. That's why we should sue if necessary to still have our religious freedom, because you're not going to like it. The new, I don't know if you've ever been to a communist country, but I have been, and it's not good. So God wants his house to be open. Prove me now, here says the Lord, that I will not open the windows of heaven and pour, P-O-U-R, not P-O-O-R. I will pour you out a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. So now that he's a tither, right, he says, I've got shifts running 24 hours a day, two shifts, he can't contain it. It's more. It's exceedingly abundantly and above all he could ever ask, think, or imagine, according to the power that works within him. So he will open up the windows of heaven if you tithe, pour you out a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. And I, God says, I will rebuke the devourer, insects and plagues. That sounds like COVID-19. Plagues for your sakes. And he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground or your business. And your vine will not drop its fruit before its time in the field, says the Lord of hosts. In other words, God says, your business plan will work. It won't be a drop, it'll be a drip, and the drip will be real. You're like, oh, come on, I'm walking through this thing full of faith and favor, and look what God has done. That's exactly what's happened to Scott. It will, and it says, and all nations shall call you happy and blessed. In other words, other nations are saying to him, when he says, hey, we're selling, you know, their hand sanitizer. How many of y'all look, you can kind of tell that Scott looked pretty happy today. He looked really happy. You can really do some praising God when things are going like that. Oh, hallelujah. So other nations are going, man, that guy sure is lucky. Now, the reason why we don't use the word luck is it comes, check it out, from the word Lucifer. So we're not lucky, we're blessed. Sure is lucky. I met a dog one time that got hit by a car and only had three legs, and they named him Lucky. It's a lucky dog. But I don't believe in luck. He didn't look too lucky to me. I would rather be blessed than lucky. So if you've got the blessing from the blessor in a time of famine, the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. In other words, you will make progress in the worst of times. It can be the best of time. And other nations will go, well, they sure are blessed. Now, I'm not talking about, I really want to draw some lines for a second about the difference between being a citizen of your country. You're watching in South Africa today. You're watching in England today. We have churches that stream our stuff in. Many churches today, even in the Bahamas, it's different. They have a different mindset, kingdom, and government. So here in the United States of America, every 4 years they put in a president. It's a democracy. But in heaven, it is the theocracy. In other words, God was God the day he created this. And God will be God the day you're not here no more. He's still going to be God. We're going to vote him in, and he's right. God, not in an ignorant way, but his ways are right. He said, we see through a glass darkly. So the way we want to get ourselves lined up with a blessing, let's go to Malachi 3. I think I sent it to you guys earlier, verse 8 in the King James. It said that, will a man rob God? And he said, yeah. He said, I've memorized it, thank God. He said, you've robbed me in your tithes and your offerings. Tithes and offerings. So why, just put it up when you guys get it, and offerings. So why is this guy experiencing debt cancellation, supernatural growth? Why is this guy at the lake? $710,000. Why is the guy in Florida $1 million? Why is another guy at our church got $3 million debt cancellation? Why? I sure am not lucky. No, there's a principle. It's the same reason why Walmart doesn't send you dividends, because your mom and daddy didn't put any money in it. Same reason why Disney World doesn't send you a check, because when they went public, your mom and daddy didn't put $1,000 in it. But there are people that their parents before them invested in business, and now it's reaping great rewards when nobody else invested the time, nobody else did the hard work, nobody else had the hustle. Then we can't complain to him because he's blessed. Or get jealous, or people do this, and please don't do this at Weldon today. Go up and say, I know he's got a lot of money. Would you make my car payment? He's not your source. God's your source. Just because somebody has money doesn't mean they're supposed to supply your needs. You need to get the root. You're after the fruit. See what I'm saying? So people are always after the fruit. You don't want the fruit, you want the root, because if you get the root, you can continue to produce the fruit. So tithes and offerings. Now, this glue has two parts to it. There's the glue, and there is the hardener. So I had them do a demonstration for me this week. I said, put it as it's designed to be. Read the package. And so they did it, the two parts. And it worked really well. I was like, wow, I was impressed by this glue. So this glue is unbelievable. Wow. Then I said, just put glue on this one without the hardener. So people at home, we're going to go real slow. This one was done right. This one done with only one part. We read a minute ago, it said, wherein have you robbed me? He said, in tithes and offerings. In other words, tithe, offering. So the tithe opened up the window for Scott. Ain't nothing coming out the window. What's wrong? There was no seed sown. Because the Bible said, with the measure you sow, it'll be measured back to you again. That works. Anybody ever done this to somebody? Got this back? Come on, anybody? Don't act like you're lying in church. Let's try this again right now. At home, you should see all the liars here. Anybody ever did some kind of hand signal in traffic? Anybody ever done this and let somebody in and you felt like Mother Teresa? You're like, I'm a humanitarian. Okay, so you get love when you give love. You get trouble when you get trouble. You get corn when you plant corn seeds, not tomato seeds. You get tomatoes when you plant tomato seeds. So when you give money and you show yourself blessable, this is how it works in the kingdom. The kingdom. Now, this United States of America, let's put that up one more time, how much money they've given away in debt cancellation. I had no clue that we're going to do that when the Lord spoke to me and said it's going to be a mega year of debt cancellation for people. I didn't know our church would have people get millions and millions of dollars. It takes about $800,000 to pay our staff in 3 months. And the government sent us $800,000 and said, hey, that'll be canceled if you still have all those employees. And so I wanted to fire Jordan, but I couldn't until we were done. No, I didn't.
That's not exactly how it works either. You just got to have the same amount of employees. But I will say that I had no clue. Let's look at that. $518,069,297,000. That's a lot of money. Cancel. You say, well, where'd the government get that money? Well, they just print it. Just print it. How many of y'all know you go to jail if you print it? You got free housing. You got a testimony. Pastor David, I hope that getting out of prison works because they threw me in jail. Why? I was printing money. Well, how many of y'all know that is not a good idea? But the government in this system, they legalized it, which is what causes inflation. That's why a Ford truck used to cost $8,000, and now it's $100,000, right? For a nice truck. I went to the store the other day, looked at some cars, and said, you got to be kidding me. $90,000, $80,000, $100,000? This is where I sound old. My first house is $45,000. And people are like, well, you're an old man. Yeah, you're right. But the fact is, inflation. None of that matters except I want to build your faith in God's ability to give you supernatural debt cancellation out of nowhere, 0% interest out of nowhere. The Bible said you would live in houses you did not build. You would eat from vineyards you didn't plant. This vineyard, and I'll close with this. This vineyard was built by a guy named Rick Shelton, Life Christian Center, one of America's great churches. This was one of the first mega churches in America to seat over 2,500 people. This guy, with this group of people, the hand of God was on him, and a lot of people sowed and gave, and they did great. And then, you know, things changed over time, and he got older, and staff did whatever. There's a whole reason why, but anyway, the fact is the church was going away. And so they were going to sell it to a big, like, car lot, be a huge car lot. But that'd be a shame because this is a church. So we came in, and I was able to, because this church is a tither and a giver. Now, we had just bought our city, so when they called me up and said, you can buy this church property, and it would really help them, give them your old church property, trade for appraisals. So if we'd bring $7.7 million to the bank, we could buy this building. So then I walked in to 37 acres. Now, it took $10 million to make it look like it does today, but I, had you told me how much money it would take to make it what it is, I would have told him, keep it. It needs to be a car lot. I feel it must be. But God doesn't show you up front how much it's going to cost because he knows he's going to supply the necessary means. Somebody ought to help me right now. So thank God. He's like, I'm going to hide this from you so you'll do it because I wouldn't do it today. I sure wouldn't have done it 9 years ago. My point is that guy and those great people built a great vineyard. Now, thousands of people's lives have been changed because we're eating the fruit of all the hard work of all the people from that great church called Life Christian Center. But if we had just been a church that said, we don't tithe, we don't give, we would not have had the handles, listen to me now, to pick it up. Only doing both parts gets the blessing from the blessor. So we can't blame God. We got to say from this day forward, what I want to do with my life is I'm going to do the tithe, first 10%, not the last 10%. The first 10% belongs to God. Because $10 out of $100 is what God wants. Then you determine on your offering where you're saying, hey, I want to be blessable. I want God to do something big in my life. And you're the one who makes a difference. Can't nobody make you do anything that you don't want to do. You determine where you want to go. Stand up with me right now. And I want everybody online at all of our campuses to pray this prayer with me. And it's somewhat of a prayer of forgiveness. I want you to ask God to forgive you for stealing the tithe. God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would help your people right now that have been bound by a spirit of fear. God, I decree and declare right now that you can do what no one else could do, that one moment of favor can do a lifetime of labor. God, I ask you right now, as an act of our own will, to forgive us of our sins for stealing the tithe, taking that which belonged to you. And God, I say that from this moment forward, we will never rob from you again. And we will sow offerings so that we can experience debt cancellation, supernatural restitution. These are our banner years where all debts are released and all prisoners are free. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said amen. Come on.
Thank you so much for listening today. And I want to encourage you to share this podcast. And here's the reasons why. You know, a lot of times we see our friends and they don't tell us what's really going on. You go, hey, Bob, are you all right? And they're like, yeah, I'm fine. But deep down in their soul, something's going on. And I believe today there were certain things that was said that perhaps would help your friends. So now that you've subscribed, why don't you just text them? Let them know about this resource that's available. Of course, you can check out more sermons at faithchurch.com. And I love praying for you, trying to encourage you in the best way that I can. And I think the best thing we can do is to encourage one another by sharing these podcasts.